Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations because, well, I didn't get any for today. So I want to talk about a story that many of you have requested, and that's the self-deletion of Jason David Frank, the green or white Power Ranger. The Power Rangers were always just a live-action ripoff of Voltron to me, with a touch of Saved by the Bell. Jason was only meant to appear in 10 episodes of the show, but was so popular that he appeared in more episodes than any other actor. He fought the evil character Rita on television and won, but in real life it looks as though he married her and she led him to end himself. I feel bad for his kids, and they'll most likely blame their mother for him hanging himself in the bathroom of some hotel while he and his wife were in the process of getting a divorce, and were in the middle of a big fight while at that hotel in separate rooms. Three of his children he had with a prior woman, and it looks as though Tammy, the wife that pushed him over the edge, only had one with him, the anchor baby, to keep him in the relationship. Maybe he Robin Williams himself so he could actually leave some of his wealth to his kids, instead of their mother/stepmother. But how does a man that loves his family and friends decide to end it all? While no one knows exactly why he chose to end it all like Brooks in The Shawshank Redemption, because he had a lot to live for, a lot of people are speculating that his divorce pushed him over the edge for some reason. He separated from his wife Tammy on the 1st of July, and then she filed for divorce on August the 7th. She wanted the court to award her a larger share of the family property because she claims he caused the breakup, because he supposedly cheated on her. But more recently, they were going through the process of reconciliation and healing their relationship so they could stay together. Maybe she told him that she wanted a divorce again. She must have said something because it's like she knew that he was going to do something awful to himself, because she was the one that called the police worrying about his safety. So she knows something and is probably not talking. Why were they in the same hotel together in different rooms before he self-deleted in his own room? What was said, and why did the staff members of the hotel have to calm things down? I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to another man takes his life because he had an argument with his wife, Clown World Show. I don't think many people know how insanely important this man ending his life is for that generation. It would be the equivalent of Zach Morris, or the actor that plays him offing himself from Saved by the Bell. It's big on the level of Robin Williams for his generation as well. We'll probably never know what happened or have any closure, and that's really sad. Tammy knows something, and I suspect she pushed him over the edge. A lot of you contacted me and told me that it was all her fault. One of you said that he was actually broke and that he would be living out of his car. Later you said that's not the case. I don't know how accurate that is. Some people claimed he was doing okay in his career. But looking at things closely, I don't think that was the case. He only had a net worth of around $500,000 at the time of his death. A divorce would have decimated him financially, and odds are he would have been living in a green car. How much do you think the lawyers would have taken? Maybe $100,000. Then he probably would have had to pay another $200,000 or $250,000 of the remaining $400,000 to her. So he'd end up a formerly famous 50-year-old with a net worth of maybe $150,000 to $200,000, and his acting career all but finished. What kind of life would he have for the rest of his days? Maybe he'd buy a house in rural Arizona and collect Social Security and sit there on the porch with a hound dog to pay for food and gas. That's the best he would be able to hope for at that point. Reconciling his relationship with Tammy would have been his only option at that point, and from all the arguing at the time of his self-deletion, I think he saw that the divorce was inevitable, and he saw that his life financially would be all but over. His choice was to live with real-life Rita so he could have a roof over his head, or he could go through a divorce and risk running out of money. That's the biggest threat to most people as they age, running out of money for a proper nursing home and then getting thrown in the government gulags where the nurses abuse you for entertainment, and the hallways smell like freshly soiled diapers. I blame Tammy, his second wife, for pushing him over the edge. But what about the ex-wife he had three kids with? What about the alimony and child support payments he was making to her? Raising four kids probably wasn't all that cheap either. that's who contributed to his financial woes. Remember that it was multiple wives that got Robin Williams in the end, and his inability to pay for them that led him to self-terminate, so that his kids would actually get what was left of his fortune instead of those exes. I also blame people chasing fame. If he wasn't as famous in his early to mid-20s, then he probably wouldn't have gotten married so young and had so many kids thinking that life could only go up from here. Sometimes the worst curse is to be successful too young and take it for granted, and then make stupid mistakes in your life because you believe that somehow you're blessed. I was recently listening to a video from Robin Williams before he decided to end it all, when he said that he has regrets with his life, and that anyone else who doesn't have regrets is either an idiot or a psychopath. The video is saddening because he also mentions that he's dying in it. You could see that he was a broken man crying out for help. But in the case of Jason, I don't think we see any clear signs of that. I think Jason found himself in what he perceived to be a hopeless no-win scenario. On one hand, remain married and miserable, or divorce and live on the dole for his later years. He was probably in the same type of hopelessness that Brooks experienced if you watched the film Shawshank Redemption. The character in that film didn't lose his mind, and instead, he was what is referred to as institutionalized, meaning that he was unable to cope with life outside of the prison. Jason probably couldn't cope with his life outside of marriage, maybe because he thought that being senile and single was scary for him. Never underestimate the fear of loneliness in a blue-pilled man. I also think it's important for a man to focus on his money situation, or he's gonna end up like Jason. Most people are not prepared for retirement and only have a couple $100,000 to last them for 15 to 20 years, when they retire if they're lucky. That's living a life of quiet desperation if you ask me. That's why many single guys I know pick up and move to Southeast Asia or Mexico, because they can't afford to live in the West. That's why my sponsor Luca Vendetti always goes off about retiring in Southeast Asia for $200,000. If you can't live in the West on a tiny amount of money, then you can always fail your way to the Philippines. You have to get a little bit creative if you can't survive on what little money you have in the West. As for Jason, may he rest in peace, because it sounds to me like his wife Tammy never gave her nagging and demands in general a rest. That's about all I got to say on the topic. The last thing I want to bring up is something recently that I heard on the Fresh and Fit podcast. Actually, Ice-T was watching their channel and commented about women on the show. When asked the question, would you rather give up on Instagram or your boyfriend, all of them said they would rather give up their boyfriends. This tells me that the attention a woman gets from an individual man can no longer compete with the vast amounts of attention that she gets from many guys online. That one man is no longer adequate enough to fulfill women emotionally, because technology is doing it instead these days. Since Instagram is fairly new, this means that in another 10 years, many women will get as much fulfillment from technology than relationships, and probably from being mothers as well. That also means that birth rates will probably collapse below one child per woman. If women don't even want boyfriends or relationships because they prefer the company of their phones, then will they really want to have children? Children that only get in the way of their dopamine fix. Kids too are now on their phones and watching YouTube at an extremely young age because mothers want a moment's peace to check their feed. Social media is a strange mistress. One moment she gives you attention, then the next she takes it away. It makes me laugh at how stupid those thoughts are, believing that the attention will continue to flow through their phones even as they approach the age to receive their pensions. We don't usually want to think about all the bad things that will happen to us one day. I certainly couldn't envision both the bad and good things that happened in my life. It's been a blessing and a curse simultaneously. But if I was married and broke with a woman that was woke, I wouldn't really have much to live for either. That's not to say I'd self-delete, and if you're thinking of it, don't do it. It's like that line from the film Castaway, where Tom Hanks' character says, you never know what's going to wash ashore in your life one day for the better. So you need to stay hopeful that the situation will turn around. If you're young enough and in decent health, you never know when your situation will turn around. With Robin Williams, he was old and slowly dying while his ex-wives were bleeding him financially and stealing his children's inheritance. With Jason David Frank, he was about to be bled down financially and face poverty for the rest of his life. Or he was going to live with a woman that was going to drive him crazy, and in his own mind, he was probably in a no-win scenario. If only he could have left for Thailand and taken some Polaroids with some ladyboys. His luck might have changed. Of course, I'm only joking there. I think the prospect of him being broke in his 50s and beyond was too much for him. And he probably didn't want to end up like Gary Coleman working as a rent-a-cop. That would have been the greatest of indignities for the former King of the Power Rangers. The bottom line is he would still be alive if he never married. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that the thought of being broke and divorced caused Frank to smash his own life. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the other former Power Rangers that used Jason Frank's death to promote themselves on social media away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.